The GAA Programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
GAA, we've got Fáilte Cuí Chian Clark, I'm in Luke Clascale, a shocked in the show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you on a Wednesday night, here until 9 o'clock, and I do hope you can stay with us. And a bumper programme lined up for you tonight. Coming up on tonight's programme, we've got Donegal Under-17 football manager Gary Duffy. Gary joins me ahead of course, the start of the Ulster Under-17 Jim McGuigan Cup League. That's the replacement for the minor league. That begins on Saturday for Donegal. Was due to start last weekend, but obviously Storm Debbie, and the bees from the east put paid to that. But Donegal faced Tyrone this Saturday in Father Tierney Park. We're also be joined by the Donegal Efficha Culture Argus Changa, Fergus McGee, as he reflects on the Donegal Cinsure final of score last weekend in Glenfinn, and of course looks ahead to what is a historic week down in the Rosses. Burton Port and the Donegal GAA Club hosting the first ever Ulster semi-final of score. We'll be talking to Fergus in a moment or so, but first I'm joined by the very successful manager of Clash Daly, John Bosco Gallagher. John Bosco and Clash Daly are on their way back from an All-Ireland semi-final against Rathkeel from Limerick, and they're through to an All-Ireland final. First of all, John Bosco, good night to you. We spoke to you last week. We're speaking to you again. And the dream lives on. Congratulations.
Huge one today. We came up against probably the best team we faced so far this year. You know, they were a big, physical, strong team. You know, Hurling team from Limerick. And we were probably very slow to start, very slow to settle down. You know, they got a goal early in the game and a couple of points, and they went in at half time, you know, 2 points up. And, you know, it was hard, it was tough for us, but came out in the second half then, and, you know, 15 minutes into the second half, we were the dominant team in the first 15 minutes, but we only got one score to show for it, like, and it was, you know, they then pushed on and they scored 2-2 to leave them 9 points up with about 7 minutes to go, and you know, it was really back to the wall stuff, and we thought that we were dead and buried at that stage. So
three goals obviously scored.
We ended up the two of us were standing on the line, and we were kind of talking about, you know, the great year that we had, like, and it was a pity that it had to come to an end, but you know, the lads just they kept fighting and kept fighting. They showed that, you know, that spirit that they've showed all year, and we got one goal back, and the next thing is Sean McNulty got the first one. And then all of a sudden, Owen McGeehan ended up getting another one. And before we knew it, he scored a third, and we were level. And the whistle blew for full time, and we couldn't believe it that we'd survived the, you know, until then. Like, and I think we then had the momentum going into injury time or into extra time, and we ended up going eight points ahead then in extra time, which was mad. And we kind of just held on then to the end for a fantastic victory.
So a huge, it's been a great year. You won a first Ulster last week, now into a first All-Ireland final.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic year. Like we were just saying there, as I was saying to you last week, like, you know, at the start of the year, we were probably concentrating on Donegal, getting to the Donegal final. We did that, won that. And then we kicked on, and, you know, we won Ulster last year for the first time. And, you know, we went down there today and we felt that we didn't have the same pressure today as we had last week, because, you know, we wanted to win the final last week and we did. And we felt today like that, you know, in an All-Ireland semi-final, that anything could happen. But, you know, the lads, like, they really, really fought back, like, from the jaws of defeat, like, and we ended up, you know, coming away down the M50 before the end of the day, you know, laughing and as happy as ever.
3-3 from Owen McGeehan, was it, Sean?
3-3 from Owen McGeehan, yeah.
Sean McNulty and Sean Breen got the other goals.
Yeah, Sean Breen and Sean McNulty got the other ones. Yeah, Sean Breen got a penalty in extra time. I think they're listening to me down there at the back. And he slotted it home. Yeah, did really well. We had huge, you know, a lot of players today really stood up to the mark. You know, Ashley McGarvey had a great game. Donal O'Higgins had a great game. Tony Gallagher in defence had a great game. Owen McGeehan, as we mentioned. Conor McManaman and Sean McNulty in the middle of the field. You know, they played super roles. And, you know, they just never say die attitude. And, you know, they were really, really proud of them. Like, so.
And tell me, who do you play in the final now?
I'm not sure. I think it's either Clane from Kildare or I think it's Castle Blakeney, I think, from Galway.
Castle Blakeney, yes.
Yeah. So one of those, I think that semi-final has been played on the Saturday.
And so, any idea when?
I think it's due for the 24th of March, Saturday the 24th of March.
And obviously, depends on who comes through, will determine where the venue
is. Yeah. It could be the same venue that we played in today. But, you know, as you said, like it depends. Like if the Galway team get through, like they'll hardly bring us to Dublin, but you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Tell me, is there any other topic at Scolarist Alley at the moment but Gaelic football?
Nothing else. We're talking about nothing else but Gaelic football for the last couple of weeks, and it's, you know, it's given everybody a huge lift in the school. And you know, I want to thank all the principal, Michael Gibbon, and my fellow teachers, parents, and you know, past pupils, and all the well wishers that you know, we're there today and sending messages of good luck and congratulations and everything. And, you know, we're going to enjoy it as long as it lasts. And hopefully we'll be celebrating an All-Ireland success, you know, before the end of the month.
We hope you are indeed. The best of luck, John. Safe trip home and best of luck. And let's hear a big shout out from the rest of the boys.
All right, Tom, good to meet you.
Okay, John. Well done. That's John Bosco Gallagher there on the Scolarist Alley team buses. They make their way from Dublin on that famous victory today in that All-Ireland B Ignatius Rice Cup, I think it's grade D. And well, they're through to the All-Ireland final, as you heard there from John. Three goals in the last 7 minutes of normal time, and two more in extra time saw them coming through on a scoreline of 4-8 to 5-8 to 4-5. So pretty comprehensive victory in the end for Scolarist the Alley, and looking forward to that All-Ireland final. To the GA programme here with me, Tom Cormack, with you as always on a Wednesday night, and I'm here until 9 o'clock. We heard from the successful Scolarist Alley manager John Bosco Gallagher on the team buses. They made their way back from Dublin, Abbottstown, and an All-Ireland semi-final success for Scolarist Alley. 5-8 to 4-5, that's how they won it in the end. Three goals from Owen McGeehan, one each from Sean McNulty and Sean Breen. Sean Breen and Sean McNulty got points, as well as did Dermot Cahill. Roland McGeehan got two, and Owen McGeehan got 3-3 from corner forward. So he's clocking up the scores this season in that All-Ireland Championship run, and a run through Ulster as well. Well, last weekend, last Friday night, despite the weather, the Donegal score Shinter was on in Glenfinn, and very successful night. And earlier this evening, before he headed into an Ulster score meeting in Armagh, I spoke to the Donegal Efigie Culture August Changa, Fergus McGee, and we reflected on last Friday night's score.
Well, Fergus, delighted to have you back again. Of course, we had you here last week as well, looking ahead to the Score Shinter final. Weather and all, it prevailed, and your final went ahead. Could you tell us a little about it?
Yeah, we got through it. And first and foremost, Tom, again, thanks for giving us the opportunity on Highland Radio to promote Score. Really, really appreciate it. We got to go ahead. I think some of the people felt we were a bit mad, but the road conditions were fine, and we went ahead, and we have now got our county champions. In Rinkifornia, solo singing, and we've done everything except, this past number of years we haven't managed to do any set dancing, but all of the rest we got through. So all systems go now for Burton Port on Saturday evening at 5 o'clock, where the county champions will be up against the champions from Tyrone, Armagh and Cavan, Tom, you know.
First of all, before we talk about that, just maybe can you run through quickly who came through the various groups?
Yes, yeah, and the Rinkifornia, we had St. Noel's came through in that one, the Nalia. Then in Clohanlia, Darrow O'Beale won the solo singing from Dunlow. John Gallagher won the recitation from Glenfinn. And the ballad group was again, it was St. Noel's won that. The instrumental music went to Urus, and the Leru statue went to Gidor, and we also had the Trana Gestion, the old horse for the hard road, as the Safana Gales won that, like, you know.
Yeah, the perennial winners, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. But they were up against it there now, because Ballyshannon and Glenfinn, there were some big guns there, but they came through anyway in the end, like, you know.
And tell me, what was the standard like?
Standard was good. Standard was good. We're satisfied with it, Tom. You know, we'll only know really after Saturday night how good our standard is. To be honest with you, Tom, you know, when you're up against the likes of Tyrone and Armagh and Cavan, they're very, very traditional score counties, you know. So we'll know better. But the other interesting thing that happened, Tom, was it was streamed live, and I was talking to Ed Byrne up at the county board there the other night, and I think we're up to about 12,000 hits we had on that.
So that's very satisfactory for our first outing.
Oh, for the first outing, and it was really a trial thing. Mick McGrath wanted to do that just to see how it stream and work. It's official Donegal GAA, and the last I heard now we're up to around about 12,000. I'm hoping Ed might give me a wee text tonight in advance of tonight's meeting, just let the people here know exactly what it's sitting at, but it was up around the 12,000 mark, you know.
So as you say, all roads lead to Burton Port and the community centre on Saturday evening, and I know Eugene McGarvey and Ireland and Lowe are preparing hard for it this week.
Eugene McGarvey's doing Trojan work there. I mean, I was talking to him the other day, and he's put for the people, for the visitors coming in from these other counties, and indeed the adjudicators that come from the other five, the whole nine counties will end up in Burton Port really on Saturday evening anyway. But he put up the finger signposts up as far as up as Fintown and as far up as Glentish, you know, to give direction to the place, and he's getting the team prepared there, and the Dunloe GA club, and obviously the community centre in Burton Port, and indeed the county score committee will all join together to make sure that what we do in Donegal, that we'll do it and do it well, and that it'll work out to the benefit of Donegal GAA at the end of the day, you know.
And just remind
that's what it's all about,
and,
Tom.
And Fergus, just remind us when is the other semi final? Where and when?
The other semi final then takes place actually in Glenevie in County Antrim, and that's on the Sunday at 5:00.
And the final.
And the other five counties outside of the four that I mentioned, like Donegal, Cavan, Tyrone and Armagh will be in Burton Port on Saturday, and the other five counties then will be in Glenevie on the Sunday.
And that'll be the final.
Two will go through from each of those then to the county to the Ulster final, which will be in Silverbridge. And I don't actually have the date of that to hand at the moment, Tom. So, but I'll maybe come back to you at some later stage to tell you that.
That's fine. And just one thing before we let you go. Unfortunately, you were telling us about your board quiz, which was
for
last
Thursday. Oh, yeah, the Tranagash board goes ahead tomorrow night. That's going ahead in St. Eunan's GAA Club tomorrow night. So 80 questions, ask Ailge, and I'll be asking the questions myself. I'll be hopefully back from Kildare at that stage, and hopefully we'll get a good turnout of teams. And you know, we've made an appeal particularly to Gaeltacht clubs to come along and support that, you know.
Yeah. Fergus, as always, good to talk to you, and best of luck.
Tom, again, thanks for your help and your promotion of Score on Highland Radio. Good meal, Michael.
Well, Michael, the way in, you, Fergus.
That's Fergus McGee there, the Donegal Efica Culture August Chonga. And looking forward to that Ulster semi-final, which is on in Burton Port on Saturday night or Saturday evening, 5:00, and we wish all the contestants, and obviously we'd be a little biased, we'll wish all the Donegal ones especially well in those semi-finals, and hope they get through, many of them get through to the finals. Well, we're into the last, 12 minutes or so, and well, I'm delighted to see him joined by Gary Duffy, the manager of the Donegal under 17 team, who began their Ulster under 17 league. I was just going to say minor league, but really, Gary, I suppose it is the new minor league, isn't it? It's under 17.
Sure is, Tom. First of all, just like to congratulate John Bosco Gallagher and on their great semi final win today, and we had Donal Higgins a part of our panel, so we're very proud of his achievements with that squad and wishing the best of luck in the final. But yeah, it is the new minor league, Tom, as you said. And it's a restructure by the association, and we're looking forward to it. I believe it's the right way to go, where young lads are not tied up in exams and with other pressures in life that comes with them. So bring it back to under 17 grade is certainly a test worth trying.
Yeah, and Donegal in with Tyrone, Antrim, Derry and Fermanagh.
Yeah, definitely, certainly is one of the toughest groups drawn in recent years. We know what Derry has brought to the table in the last few years in the province, and Tyrone certainly are the big benchmark at Ulster underage. So really is a tough group, and Antrim came 2 years ago, and it wasn't for Niall O'Donnell's performance that they grabbed the league victory, and they won the championship last year in Balbofay. So teams like Antrim and Fermanagh do have years that they come in with tough teams and surprise them. I know they have a number of players involved in the Macquarie Cup final in both sides, so look, we know we're well up against it, and it's a tough test for us, but that's where we want to be as well.
And tell me, it's a minor league now, and then it goes on to championship, doesn't it? You have the Ulster Championship All-Ireland Series. It really replaces the minor championship as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The only thing about it this year compared to the previous years, the Ulster Minor League should have started last weekend due to a storm. Emma was called off, but we're out, and we have a quick run of it, and the first round of the championship match is the last weekend April, which generally normally happens in around the middle to the end of May. So we have an early start, and you know, it's a tight window for preparation, but that's the same for every team, you know, so we have to play what's in front of us.
I know you released your squad last week, quite a big squad. Tell us a little about it.
Look, it's a squad of 32 with a great mix of talent through the squad. You know, we have a lot of clubs stepping up with a number of players like Ariel Valley Shannon and Killy Biggs. They're producing good players along with Glenties, with four from Inishowen and St Unions and Kidore, who played in the under 16 final. They're producing a few quality players as well, and that's what it's about. Like it's a squad's well balanced throughout the county, well evenly matched, and they're gelling well together for it, and we're proud of that because a lot of clubs are representative in it.
And tell me, basically they would have come through the system from under 15, wouldn't they, really, under 16?
Yeah, we got to know them last year through the Buncrana Cup. They were, as you know, they broke up north and south at under 15 level, and we tried to gel them from there, and the journey did start last year, and as you know, we got to the Buncrana Cup final, and that was a realisation that we weren't physical enough, so we had to put a lot of effort into that over the last few months as well, because physical teams, and that's what they're doing in Ulster at the minute, and we have to catch up and match them.
And tell me, have you got much preparation done?
Well, the weather somewhat was a bit of a hindrance to us over the last few weeks, so we feel that we're behind in that regard. We don't have the first class facilities available to us in Donegal at the minute, but that's well on its way in progress. But so we are behind in relation to preparation, but look, we are where we are, and we have to go and put our best foot forward on Saturday.
Yeah, as you said, the opening game last weekend against Antrim was postponed due to the weather. But Tyrone on Saturday?
Yeah, Tyrone on Saturday, and we know what Tyrone brings to the table, and Donegal and Tyrone always have good battles, and we believe that we were behind them with physicality last year, and as much they moved on, but a year's a big difference than young lads in their development, and Saturday will be an interesting tale. Maybe we're going into it a wee bit too early, but look, that's the way the draw is made, and we have to put ourselves up to it.
And then you have a 2 week break, and it's Fermanagh then and Ballybuffet.
It's Fermanagh then and Balbofay and Derry then the following Wednesday after it, and there's somewhere we're trying to squeeze in the Antrim game, so we're in talks with Antrim, the two boards are in talks, see if we can get that game rearranged before the end of March. So it's a tight window, and with young lads playing college football, so the demands are heavy at the minute.
Yeah, and of course then the other group is Down, Armagh, Monaghan and Cavan, and I presume is it the top two in each go through to a semi-final and a final?
That's correct, and they're scheduled for the Easter Saturday, the 31st of March, and the 7th of April is the final schedule for.
So it's all been run off in a very short window.
It has been run off in a very short window, an extra game thrown in from last weekend now, so it will test, and that's why you need the panel of 32, and most of them would be used for that, and that's what the league's about, to get the try players and get them ready for the championship.
And tell me then about the championship. Who do you play in the championship?
Yeah, it's Tyrone again, the championship. So we're meeting Tyrone again, the championship, and that's a home fixture for us. But then again, that's all out the window. So teams that generally do well in the league competes well in the championship, and that's scheduled for the 28th of April in Balbofay.
Yeah, so it's not going to be run like the minor in conjunction with the senior championships.
No, the way it's fixed this year is due to the short window of the Ulster Championship at senior level. Some of the games will be played as curtain raisers, and some of the under-20s will be played as curtain raisers as well. So Ulster Council haven't fixed them games as such yet. But I imagine there will be some minor game played in between before the Donegal Cavan game. Whether that's us or not, we have to wait and see.
And tell me, is a straight knockout at minor championship level?
No, this year they introduced a round robin, so you do get a second bite at the cherry, and that the losers go into a round robin and be introduced again back in a semi-final stages in Ulster, the top losers. So you do get a second bite at the cherry at that one. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out this year for the first time being tried.
Is that welcome, do you think?
Absolutely, Tom. At the end of the day, we're in the road now for a couple of months, and to go out one game, you know, it's a very hard pill to take. If you lose, it's great if you win, but if you lose it, you know, your season's effectively over at the end of April, early May, where there's so much preparation put into minor level. This next grade to senior, as you know, so realistically, the best option for everybody is to have a second bite of the cherry, which you have done in every other province, and Ulster was the last to follow suit in this one.
And so, obviously, the losers have to play off to get to a semi-final.
Absolutely, the losers all went to a round robin draw, and the winners of that reintroduced at a semi-final, the semi-final level.
So, starting off on Saturday, what's the plan? What's the aim? What's the goal now? What's the hope to be achieved in the minor league?
Oh, well, look, we have to try to put our best foot forward. We're under no illusions. We're playing a top quality Tyrone side. We met them last year. They know us as well as we know them, and it's going to be a battle. And we're looking to give our best performance, and if we can deliver out there, that'll be a first step, because this is our first competitive game this year, and that's where we have to take what comes and learn from it and move on to the next game, because no doubt Fermanagh and Derry will add tougher tests as well.
Yeah, and I suppose it's all building for a team for the championship, really, is it?
Yes, and that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to identify players in the correct positions for the championship and see where we can lead from there. In recent years, Tyrone and Derry and including Donegal have been there a couple of times with Ulster minor titles, and Monaghan's not far away. So the Ulster title is very, very competitive at minor level in Ulster, where in other provinces it's the same teams coming through, where it's moved around between Monaghan and Donegal and Derry and Tyrone. So any one of them teams are really in the mix, and then you get your surprise team that Antrim puts good teams forward in different years.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to blame you for this, but I don't know, was there over 100 years of minor football championship, and Donegal only got to one final? We'll be hoping that maybe we get to an All-Ireland under-17 a little bit quicker.
I'll take it tonight, Tom.
So all in all, you're happy. And tell me about your backroom team and how much work you've got done with them.
Yeah, I'm very impressed, and I've got a great team around me with a lot of experience in Gaelic football, and we have team trainers there, Shane Ward, who obviously managed Leitrim and managed teams at a high level and successful teams in Connacht, so delighted to have him board and to take him back into Donegal football. And Shane's leading the way there with the training on it, and my own club man, Sean Clarkin, who's the assistant manager with me, so he's keeping me very right, and he's been there, won an Ulster title in 2006 with Donegal. And we have Mickey Mahan from the Cools, and Mickey's in Mare Fernia, and Mickey's very good, shrewd head with him on the line, and knows a lot about football, and the great ways working with the players, and well respected there with Billy McIntyre and Ryan McLaughlin, is keeping everything moving and looking after the boys' welfare and well-being with nutrition and strength and condition, and I'm not forgetting Greg Sweeney, who's keeping an eye on our goalkeepers, keeping them on their toes and adding a lot to dimension over the last number of months, and brought our keepers on very well.
So all in all, happy enough. Maybe would have liked to have a little bit more preparation, but
yes, Tom, we're happy enough. Look, we are where we are, and look, we can't change the weather in Ireland, and Donegal gets more wind than every other county, and it's been said for over a number of years, and we have to do our best, and we have the right people We have the right people there in the county, and the county board supporting us at minor level, because they know that the next phase for these lads is a senior and trying to break them through to maybe Declan's team in a year or two.
Yeah. So all in all, happy enough and looking forward to getting the show on the road.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, just getting a show on the road. The lads, and you do all the training you want, but it's about playing football, Tom, at the end of the day.
No good, Gary. The best of luck to you, and we'll be keep watching you closely over the next few weeks as you build a team for hopefully for a crack at the championship. That's Gary Duffy there, of course. He's the Donegal under 17 manager, and well, that's the under 17 competition taking over from minor. And the Jim McGuigan Cup, of course, in memory of the great Jim McGuigan, that great Derry official of the 80s and the 90s, and certainly a gentleman, that cup in memory of him. And Donegal have won it a few times already at under 17. They've quite a good record, but it's gone up a notch or two now. And I know Gary has done quite a lot of work, and I know Rory Cavan is doing quite a lot of work as well with the under 16s. They were due to be out last weekend as well in the Buncrana Cup. Seemingly, the Buncrana Cup has been altered this year as well, and it's been run on a much tighter and much shorter timeline as well. So we're coming to the end of the programme. Just to remind you, of course, we'll have live action from Healy Park on for a Saturday evening at 7 o'clock with Oisín Kelly and Martin McHugh, that will bring you blow by blow on how Tyrone and Donegal get on. From me, Tom Comick, from Gary Duffy, from Fergus McGee, and from John Bosco Gallagher, and Jimmy Safford is always back on sound again tonight. Slán agus bunach.